弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开圣经新约。
Let's read so one place that is maybe we start with the Luke 16.
让我们现在读一处在路加福音第十五章。
16, please.
第十六章。
Luke 16, verse 1. Now he also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。
And he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.
主人叫他来对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经营的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家了。
Manager said to himself, what should I do? Since my master is taking the management away from me, I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg.
那管家心里说，主人使我不用我再做管家，我将来做什么？锄地呢？无力，讨饭呢？怕羞。
I know what shall I do, so that when I'm removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes.
我知道怎样行，好叫人不在。在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。
And he summoned each one of his master's debtors, and he began saying to the first, "How much do you owe my master?"
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫来，叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？
And he said 100 measures of oil, and he said to him, "Take your bill and sit down and quickly, and write 50."
他说一百篓油。管家说，拿你的账，快坐下，写五十。
Then he said another, and how much do you owe? And he said 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80.
又问一个说，你欠多少？他说一百石麦子。主人管家说，拿你的账，写八十。
And his master praised unrighteous manager, because he had acted shrewdly.For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。
And verse 9, then I say to you, make friends for yourself by the means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwelling.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕去。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father God, we want to come to you and give all the thanks and praises to you.
我们的天父，我们愿意聚集在一起，把我们心中的赞美归给你。
Because through the precious blood of Lord Jesus, you have saved us.
因为借着耶稣的宝血，你拯救了我们。
Not only you saved us from eternal damnation, but also save us unto the glory.
你不光把我们从永刑里边被拯救出来，还把我们带入荣耀里去。
Today, through your holy word and through the Holy Spirit, you will transform us into the image of your Son.
今天你要借着你圣洁的言语和圣灵，把我们改变成形，像你的儿子的模样。
So for this moment, I ask you to cover us with the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
在这个时候，我们实在是求你用你儿子的宝，基督的宝血来遮盖我们。
And through your Holy Spirit, enlighten us.
借着圣灵来光照我们。
So that we can all see Christ, His virtue and glory through your Holy Word.
可以借着你的话语，我们能看到我们的基督的圣洁和信心。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray.
奉耶稣圣洁的名祷告。
Amen. So I'd like to continue to share the subject of wisdom.
我还想要继续来分享这个智慧的这个题目。
Because this There's a time in my growth as a Christian, as God's child.
因为在我作为神儿女的那个基督徒的成长过程之中
this period of time, I was very eager to find out the wisdom.
因为在一段时间里面，我特别迫切的想要明白智慧。
And I wish at the time that I had wisdom to help me to make a very serious decisions in my life.
因为那个时候我盼望着能够有智慧，使我在人生重大的决策时能够做出正确的决定。
So I hope that I had wisdom, so the decision I make will please the Lord.
我巴不得我有智慧来做出决定，能够讨神的喜悦。
So as you can imagine that whenever you need something, it's not there, you become very anxious.
因为你都可以想象得到，当你需要某样东西它缺乏的时候，那是你何等的迫切。
So this is the sharing of the journey.
这就是这就是我要想分享的那个道路。
Of course, we're still searching. I'm still looking for the wisdom.
当然我们仍然还在寻求，还在那个。
And that is in the Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主基督耶稣。
So through His word, we'd like to share what wisdom is.
借着他的话，我们想来分享。
And how
究竟是什么
？And how to get this wisdom?
怎么样能够得到这样的智慧
？So as a promise in the Word of God, that we can be discreet and we can understand God's will.
借着神话语的智慧，我们能够明白能分辨出神的旨意来。
We know that some part of God's will is very easy to understand.
我们都知道神的旨意的某些部分可能比较容易明白。
It comes with the form, of commandments.
来是借着神的诫命而显明出来。
But some other part of God's will, it need us to diligently study and search out.
那神的旨意的另一方面有另一些东西呢，需要我们要必须勤奋的去学习才能明白。
Because the life we face is not everything in black and white.
因为我们所面临的生活不是黑与白那么分明。
There are a lot of areas in our life. They are in a gray area, so to speak.
在我们生活中有很多东西是灰色的地带。
It's not really explicitly mentioned in the Bible.
在圣经里面不是那么明确的告诉我们该怎么做。
So we need the wisdom to know God's word and so to understand God's will.
所以我们需要用神的话语来明白神的旨意和他的道路。
So Apostle Paul encouraged us. He says, with the love of Christ, we should continue to advance into the full knowledge of God's will.
所以保罗这样说，借着基督给我们的知识，使我们能够完全成长，连于元首。
The passage we read is one of aspects of wisdom.
我们所念的这段圣经乃是这个智慧的一个方面。
So in the Bible, we can find out just three aspects or three kinds of wisdom. Bible tells us.
在圣经里面有三个方面智慧，有三个三种智慧。
Now, five.
有五种方面，智慧有五个方面。
So did I say three? That's five. Okay. So the first part is the First Corinthians chapter 1:30.
第一个部分第一个方面是在哥林多前书第一章。
It says that of His doing, of God's doing, that we are in Christ Jesus, who became to us.Wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
第一章三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So here, God made Christ as wisdom from God.
在这里神使基督成了我们的智慧。
So God put us actually in Christ.
神把我们放在基督里面
，so Christ can become our wisdom.
所以使基督成了我们的智慧。
So in before God, three most important things: that righteousness, sanctification and righteousness. I'm sorry, the redemption.
在神面前，我们都知道公义、圣洁、救赎是非常重要。
And we all have obtained that when we are in Christ.
当我们在基督里面，我们就拥有了这一切。
So, first aspect, basically from the beginning to the end, Christ has provided everything that we need before God.
所以从始到终，基督都为我们预备了一切。
And so, Christian, we all say that it starts with the believing. Believe in the Lord Jesus, then we will have the righteousness before God.
所以我们基督徒是以从信开始的，相信基督，我们就从神得到了智慧，就得到公义。
So it doesn't depends on what we have done.
并不是取决于我们做了什么。
Oh, how many good works we have done.
我们做了多少的善事。
It is based on our trust in the Lord Jesus, His righteousness, not ours.
乃是基于我们信靠基督他的公义，他的义成了我们的义。
And so this is the wisdom of God.
这是神的智慧的一
面。It's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because God knows that in His sight, nobody can be justified, can have a righteousness that God wants.
因为在神的眼里面，没有一个人自己的义能够成就神的，能够在神的面前显出义来。
The same with the holiness and redemption.
当然，圣洁救赎也是同样如此。
So first aspect is that God has given us when we receive the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
这就是我们所领受的，当我们接受耶稣基督为救主为主的时候，从他领受的。
So if you are a believer,
因为如果你是信者信徒的话
，then you already have this wisdom with you.
你就已经有智慧在你的里面了。
Or we are already in this wisdom because we are in Christ.
或者反过来说，我们已经进到这个智慧的里面，因为我们在基督里。
And we just need to grow in the Lord and to appreciate.The one we receive, the grace we receive in Christ.
我们所要做的就是要在里面渐渐长大，能够去能够去明白，去接受，去认识这个。
Of course, if we don't grow, then we will not be able to appreciate the one we have.
如果我们不长大的话，我们就没办法去领受欣赏这个智慧。
That's why growing in Christ is very important.
所以在基督里面长大是非常重要的。
If you don't appreciate what you have given to us by God's grace in Christ, then we'll take everything for granted. It's like a prodigal son. We're going to squander all the grace God given us.
如果我们不长大，能够去明白、认识、领受神给我们在基督里的这个恩，借着恩典所给我们这个智慧的话，我们就会像那个世上的儿子。
It's like
把那个神给我们的。
It's like a parent, right? So we look at our children, young children, they have everything, but they don't really appreciate it. They took everything they have for granted.
就像我们的孩子们，他们不理解父母亲，所给他们的预备的一切，他们把这一切都当作自然而然的事。
I think young people will not understand that, but all your parents, we really understand that part, that everything that we receive from the Lord, we could ourselves,Take it for granted.
我想可能年轻人不太明白，但作为父母的就比较清楚。我们常常容易把从神给我们的一切当成是理所当然、自然而然的事。
And the second aspect of the wisdom is in the second chapter of First Corinthians.
那么这个智慧的第二个方面呢，在这个哥林多前书的第二章。
And then verse 1 and 2 it says that when I came to you, brethren.I did not come with the superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaim to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
第一节到第二节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And verse 6, let's drop down to verse 6.
第六节。
Yet,We do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away.
第六节，然而在完全人中， 我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位的人将有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages, for our glory, to our glory.
我们所讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万世以前预定我们得荣耀的。
In verse 9, it says, to describe this glory, it says, just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him.
第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
So though Paul says, when he came to Corinth,He did not rely on superiority of eloquence, and of wisdom.
保罗说到，他当来到哥林多的时候，他并不是依靠高言大志来宣传神的奥秘。
But he determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他因为定了主意，他在他们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But in verse 6, he started to talk about, he said, we do speak wisdom among those who are mature.
但是在第六节呢，他有说，他说在那些完全人中呢，我们确实也讲智慧。
Not wisdom from this world.
但不是从世人来的智慧。
But this wisdom is God's wisdom in a mystery, hidden, which God predestined before the ages to our glory.
保罗所讲的乃是那隐藏的在神在万世以前所隐藏的那个智慧。
So, last night when we have a Bible study,
昨天晚上我们有圣经的查经。
We shared what does that mean by mystery?
我们在讲问到说那个奥秘是什么。
And we shared that mystery is something very precious, most precious in your heart.
那个奥秘就是说隐藏在我们心里面最尊贵的那个东西。
And you chose to reveal to those who you love.
你只选择的向那些你所爱的人告诉他们这个秘密。
That's mystery.
那就是奥秘。
So here we see that God has this mystery, this wisdom, a mystery that is for our glory.
那么我们知道，在这里看见神在他心里边的那个奥秘的智慧，就是奥秘，就是要让我们得着荣耀。
So salvation of Christ, is not just to save us from the condemnation of hell.
那么基督救赎我们的目的，不光光是要让我们从永刑里边被救拯救。
Some Christians they're happy with this that knowledge that they're not going to hell, they're going to heaven.
的确有的基督徒满足于他被救赎以后就不再下地狱要上天堂这件事上。
But God is, what God has for us is a lot more than that.
但是神为我们所预备的就远超过这一切。
It's about His glory. He saved us unto glory.
是关于荣耀，就是他救赎我们是要让我们得着荣耀。
And it is so precious. God Bible says it is,wisdom in mystery is in God's heart. He treasured most.
那么这是何等的尊贵，因为在这里讲到说，这是神那个隐藏的那个奥秘。
And his Bible says, what that, how to describe that glory we never ever can imagine.
所以圣经是怎么样描述这个智慧的呢？他是说我们的心是根本就未曾想到过的。
He says the things which eye has never seen.
在这里讲的说是眼睛未曾看见
，the ear has never heard，
耳朵未曾听见
，which not even entered the heart of humankind，
甚至连人心都从来想都没想过的。
All the novels you have read, all the movies, all these what do you call it, hi-fi movie, those talk about futures, you know, those things, sci-fi.Not the hi-fi, sci-fi movies, all this human being can stretch their imagination, try to present to us.
这个智慧超过我们所读的所有的小说所看的电影，包括那些科幻电影在内。
And it is beyond all of that.
远超过我们所知道的。
The things that people observe with a telescope, with a microscope, everything included.
包括人想要用显微镜、用望远镜想要所观看的，都看到。
It's beyond, way, way beyond all of that.
超过我们人啊所做的一切。
Eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, and never entered into our mind.
眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见。人心也想都没想过的。
And God described the glory He preserved for us. It's that kind of glory.
神描述他要给我们的那个荣耀，就是这样的荣耀。
All that God has prepared for those who love Him.
神为那些所爱他的人预备的。
You know, it's not that those who God loves, right?
不是讲到说神爱的。
It is those who love God.
是讲到那些爱神的人。
So question here,
在这里的问题是
I don't have any question that God loves each one of us.
我毫不怀疑说神爱我们所有的每一个人。
God gave His only Son to every one of us who believe in Christ.
神把他独生的爱子赐给了每一个相信他的人。
But Bible has another phrase.
但是圣经有另外一个词。
Is that if you love God.
如果你爱神的话。
So that's another question.
那么另外一个问题呢?
It's more serious. I shouldn't say more serious, but it's on our side, we need to ask this. God loves me. There's no question about it. But do I love God?
我们都知道神爱我们毫无疑问，但是反过来的另外一个问题，我们爱神吗？这个是非常重要的。
Do we love God more than anything else?
我们爱神超过爱一切的世上的事吗？
More than your girlfriend, boyfriend.
你的男朋友，你的女朋友。
Your children, your spouse, anything else. Because God prepared this glory and for those who love Him. So, this is a second aspect of this wisdom the Bible talks about. Wisdom for the glory for His children.
就是那个荣耀啊，要给那个荣耀，要给那些属于他的儿女。
And the third aspect of wisdom is in the Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15-16.
第三方面就是提摩太后书第三章十五节、十六节。
And that from childhood, this is Paul writing to Timothy before he was martyred. So that's the letter that Paul wrote on earth.
这封书信是保罗写给提摩太的，是保罗在地上最后的快要寻道之前。
He says, and that from childhood, you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督。基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So third aspect of wisdom is.About wisdom from the scriptures.
那么第三方面的智慧的第三方面就是讲到从圣经而来。
So Timothy, since he was a child, he studied the word of God.
我们都知道提摩太从小就明白圣经。
And Paul here saying that the Bible is able to give us the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
那么保罗在这儿讲圣经啊，是我们因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Now this salvation not only to talk about the salvation we first trust in the Lord.
这里所讲的得救的智慧，不是讲我们刚信刚蒙恩得救的时候得救。
And it is.More about the salvation that we need every day in our life to live a godly life.
乃是讲到我们每一天我们要过一个敬虔的生活所需要的那个智慧。
We know that the meaning of wisdom is a skill.
我们都知道智慧的本意是讲到做那些技巧。
Everything you need to do, you need the skill to excel.
因为我们所做的每一件事情都需要用到某一种技巧。
Everything we do, if you're athletic in any sports, or if you're in your profession, you all need the skill to excel.
不管你是做运动员的也好，还是你是做一些那种就是工作也好。
So the wisdom is that here when Bible talks about wisdom, it's a skill that we need to have to live a godly life in this treacherous world.
这里所讲的智慧的另外一方面，就是指那个我们在这个堕落的世界里面所需要每一件事上来应付的那个技巧。
And here says, the profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
这里所讲的是于教训督责使人归正，教训人学义都有益处。
So it's more than just be saved from the lake of fire.
所以很明显是不光是不只是讲到我们得救赎，从地狱里面得救赎的那个。
Just through teaching, reproof, correction, and training, then we know how to live in this world in a godly way that pleases the Lord.
乃是借着教训、督责、使人归正啊，使我们在被谬的世界里面，能够过一个敬虔的、讨神喜悦的生活。
So this is a third aspect. So we need to study the Word of God very diligently.
这就是这第三个方面，我们所以需要勤奋的来读神的话。
Our life depends on it.
我们的生命是依靠它，需要这个。
Are we able? Do we want to live a godly life that pleases the Lord?
我们是否需要在这个地上过一个讨神喜悦的敬虔的生活
？That if we have that desire, then this must.It is a must that we study the Word of God diligently.
如果我们有这样的渴慕的话，这就必须要做的一个事，就是要来认真的学习神。
And be able to obey what God has in the Word of God.
并且能够按照圣经的教训去顺服。
And this the fourth aspect of wisdom.
这是第。三方面的
The fourth one is James chapter 3.
那么第四方面是在雅各书第四章。
Chapter 3.
第三章 ,sorry.
In verse 13, it says, Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom.
第十三节，第三章十三节，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
But if you have a bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant, and so lie against the truth.
你们心里若怀有苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。
Because this wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
In verse 17, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy.
第十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
So here is the fourth kind of wisdom.
这里是讲到智慧的第四个方面。
It is about wisdom from above.
这里讲到是从上来的智慧。
You see that, As I mentioned, that this period of time that I look for wisdom to help me make a decision.
就像刚才我前面所说的，在我的人生的一段时间里面，我一直寻找智慧。
I wish that I can flip a page in the Bible. It says, here you go. That helped me, like, that's one word, help me to make that decision.
巴不得那个时候我真是能够一翻开圣经, 手指一下就指到那些新闻说, 这就是我需要做出决定的那个智慧。
But at the time, that no matter how hard I search, I didn't find a verse that pops up, that speaks to me, say, you need to go east, or you need to go west, like our brother last time I mentioned.
那个时候确实没有找到一些圣经，一下好像从这个圣经里面书里边跳出来， 让我们知道是向东还是向西而行。
For those who haven't heard it, you know, we have a brother who came from Taiwan, who is still doing a business.
可能有的人没有听见过这个故事，我们有一个弟兄， 他从台湾来， 他是做生意的。
It was 20 years ago. So,
and
so I asked him, I said, brother, the California is near to Taiwan. So I said that, you know, a lot of people, they immigrate from Taiwan to America. They landed in California. They like to stay in California. Why you go all the way here, East Coast? And he said, you know what? I prayed and I turned the Bible and Bible says, Edom.
这个弟兄哈，我们都知道，从台湾来的人都特别喜欢就在那个加州就定居下来，因为那个离台湾很近。但这位弟兄啊，他却没有跨过了整个美洲大陆，来到了这个东岸。那么我就问他为什么你要这样做呢？他说，当他翻开圣经的时候，一打开就发现了那个东方的伊甸。So
Edom in Chinese translated as 以东。那么
我们都知道伊甸的那个中文的翻译就是以东。以东
has the same word as in east. It means the east.
那么当然它的东就是说的东方。
He looked at that's the east. That the first, I think, the verse he read, that's it said it told him to go to the east. He said that's why I came to the east coast.
所以他解释到说， 正因为我看到这个是要往东行，以东行， 所以他就
So I wish I could have that verse that guide me, that made that decision at the time.
巴不得在我在做出决定的那个段时间里边，我也有这么一句话，一个智慧来让我做那个决定。So
I became very anxious to find out how should I make a decision.
那个时候我是何等的焦急啊，不知道怎么样来做这样做那样的那个大的决定。
I looked at the whole Bible. I didn't see any verse pops up.
那个时候我翻遍了圣经，没有一句经文能够跳出来，让我能够一下明白。And
I came to this passage.
但是我当来到这一段圣经的时候，It
says wisdom from above.
讲到说从上头来的智慧。Is
first pure.
是纯洁的。Then
peaceable.
然后是
gentle.
是和平的。
Reasonable,
是温良柔顺的,
full of mercy and good fruits,
蛮有怜悯,
unwavering without hypocrisy,
没有偏见, 没有假冒,
it talks about the character,
讲到这个智慧的那个性情和性格,
so what this verse passage tells me and told me that time, it was God actually, if we want to have we want to make a wise decision that we will not regret later on in your life is to build up your character.
所以这些经文实在是就在那个时候给我这样的启示，当我们要在做出决定，要怎么样继续往前去的时候，神让我看见，要让我们的性情，我们的性格能被建立起来。Pay
attention to this character building.
就是要注意我们这个人的这个性格的那个铸造过程。If
we are pure in the heart, that's a blessing. Do you remember that? Blessed are the pure in heart.
记不记得在登山宝训里边讲的，那个清心的人是有福的，就是要有一个纯洁清心的心。What
is the blessing for the pure in heart?
那个
Yeah, they shall see God.
那么那个有清心的人，他的那个祝福是什么呢？就是他要必得见神。
So if I have this pureness in my heart, then I can see God. I mean, would that help me to make decision? Of course.
所以如果是我那个时候要有这个清洁的心的话，那么我就得必得见神。那么我能不能做出那样，就能不能做决定呢？当然那样的情形，我就一定能够知道怎么样做决定。
So I realized that the wisdom takes time to build.
所以我想要说的是，智慧是需要时间去建立起来的。
And to build because it is about the character.
因为那是讲到智慧的那个性格的那个方面。
So at the time I felt a little bit let down.
那个时候我觉得有一点是有些低沉，
有点失望。
失望。
Because I need a decision. I need to make decision like right now. And I find out this character thing. It takes time. I don't know how far, how long it will take me to build these things in my life.
所以那个时候，当我看了这段圣经以后，确实心里有点失望，因为我是希望赶快做出决定。这个时候却让我看到智慧是需要有性格，需要时间去那个建筑那个形成的。
Thank God that God opened my eyes to see what is more important.
但是神却开启了我的眼睛，让我看见什么是更重要的。
If I made wrong decision at the time,
其实如果那个时候我是做了错误的决定的话
，That's okay. God will make sure that I'll be led into the right path.
即使是那样，但是神也能够把我挽回来，让我能够回到正确的路上。
I need to pay attention to build my character.
所以我需要花更多的精力去注重我性格的塑造。
Now, there's a fifth kind of wisdom, Bible tells us.
在圣经里面讲智慧的第五个方面。
It's the passage we read in the beginning, the Luke 16.
是我们一开始所读的路加福音第十六章。
This is a very wealthy person who had a manager.
这里讲到一个非常富有的财主，他有一个管家。
Who manages all he had.
他管理他家里的一切财务。
And then someone told him that actually this manager actually he squandered all you have. He just mismanaged your wealth.
但是有的人就告诉这位财主说这位管家他浪费了你所有的钱，你的钱财。
And so he called him in his office as he said, you know, you're going to be fired.
所以他这个财主就把这个管家叫到他办公室里面，告诉他你要被 fired。
And this manager told himself in the heart, said, "Wow, now I'm gonna be fired, but I'm not strong enough to hire myself out to do a hard labor kind of a job."
这个时候，管家心里就是说：“哟，主人要把我辞掉了，而我这个人呢，又不能做一些苦工。”
Because maybe he's like me, you know, very thin, not much strength.
可能那个人像我一样的没有什么肌肉。
Maybe like Tyler.
或者说 Tyler.
So he said, you know, I'm not strong enough to dig. That's a hard labor job. I cannot do it.
想到说，我心里说，我真是什么都不能够做啊，苦工干不了的。
And also, I'm very ashamed to beg.
那同样我讨饭呢，我又还怕羞。
It's very like us. We are now in the. So he says.
就像我们这些怕羞害羞的人一样。
He says, "Now I know what I'm going to do." So he says, "When I and after I'm be fired, then all the people will welcome me into their house."
这时候管家心里想说：“我知道该怎么样做了。等我不再做管家的时候呢，我就很多人就会欢迎我到他家里去。”
So he called all the debtors.
所以就把所有的那些欠债的人都叫到他面前来。
Who owe something to his master？
那些人欠了他主人的债。
He says to the first one, he says, "How much do you owe my master?"
那么他对第一个人说：“你欠了我主人多少呢
？”And that person says, "100 measures of oil."
就讲到一百篓的油。
And he said to him, "You know, take your bill and quickly sit down and change it to 50. I'll sign it."Just
管家就说，哎，拿你的账来，快坐下，写五十，我会给你签字。
And another says, how much do you owe my master?
那么对另外的人说，你欠我又欠多少呢？
He says, 100 measure of wheat.
一百十的担子。
He says, quickly change it to 80, so I'll sign it. So to just say 80.
管家就说，你赶快把你的账拿来，写八十，我给你签字。
And his master later heard about it, and but he praised this bad servant, the unrighteous manager.
他主人当然就听到这个事情了，但是他夸奖这个不义的管家。
Because he had acted shrewdly, for the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
因为他的行事啊非常狡猾。因为今世之子在事实上比较光明之子更加聪明。
So Lord Jesus told this parable to his disciples.
主耶稣用这个比喻告诉他的门徒。
And it has in this parable, it tells us that we need to be shrewd. It's another word for wisdom.
他借着这个比喻想要告诉他们要有聪明。这是智慧的另外一方面。
Remember, Lord Jesus says, as a shrewd as snake, as innocent as dove. When Lord Jesus sent his disciple to the world, he said, be as shrewd as snake, as innocent as dove.
就像当年主耶稣差派他门徒出去传福音的时候，对那些门徒所说的，你们要灵巧如蛇，温良如鸽子。
And so this shrewdness, in the original language means that personal insight, your mind of what is the best interest for yourself.
那么这个聪明或者说这个灵巧啊，在原文的意思乃是讲到你有非常深的洞察力，为着你自己个人的利益。
So here. This unrighteous manager, he had this insight, right, to his best interest. And the Lord Jesus says, but the children of God lack this trueness. We don't know what's best for us.
这个在这个不义的管家哈，在做事啊，主在这讲话，这主人夸奖他，他却是在对自己的利益上。他非常能够有洞察力啊，能够灵巧的知道自己需要什么。而在这里说到说，那是对于这些神的儿女呢，我们常常却缺乏这个知道自己需要什么的那个洞察力，那个灵巧劲。
What is the best for the children of God who have Christ Jesus as everything to us?
神的儿女啊，有基督在我们里边成为我们的一切。那么我们究竟需要什么啊？能够成为能够，我们知道我们需要什么呢
？So verse 9, Lord Jesus actually told them. He says, "I say to you, make friends for yourself by means of a wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings."
第九节，主耶稣这样解释说：“我又告诉你们。”要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你到永存的账户上账目去。
Lord Jesus asks us, what is best interest for us?
主耶稣来问我们啊，我们个人啊最大的利益是什么？最好的利益对我们最好的利益是什么
？Is to invest all we have, our wealth, to share the gospel with others, to work for the Lord.
是要让我们能够尽我们所能的一切的那个力量去传福音去追求认识主。
And later the fruit will receive you into the eternal dwelling.
其所带来的结果就是要把我们接到那永存的帐幕里去。
For those children of God, God says, do not worry about the wealth, what you eat, what you drink.
对于那些神的儿女，主这样说：“他说你们不要去担心每天所穿的、所喝的。”
He says, "You know, put your wealth in heaven."
要把你的财物放在天上。
Because where your treasure is, where your heart is.
因为你的钱财在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
He said, put it in the heaven. I'll keep it for you. Christ said, I'll keep it for you.
把它放在天上，基督说我为你保存。
I will earn you interest.
我会给你利息。
Lord Jesus, I'm your money manager.
主说我是你的那个钱财的那个管家。
So that we, our heart will be in heaven. And we think about heavenly things, how to advance the kingdom of God on earth.
那么这样，如果是这样的话，我们的心就会想到天上的事情，就会想到在地上怎么样让神的国度能够往前推进。
How to grow ourselves into the image of Christ.
所以我们知道怎么样去长进，能够像有基督的形象。
So these are the five aspects of wisdom that we can see in the Bible. Maybe more. Some people may can find out more. But this is from my study, the five.Kinds of wisdom that we can see in the Bible.
这是我借着我的学习个人的学习，我所领会到的智慧的五个方面。也许有的人可能发现有更多。
So this is just beginning. So before we share our main topic,
这是我们的开始的引言在我们进入主题之前的引言。
So as we, if you follow us, that we are in chapter 3 of Proverbs.
如果你能够跟得上我们说我所讲的话，我们是乃是讲到箴言的第三章。
And this time, we're going to start with verse 11 because of the time.
这次呢，我们要从第十一节开始可能有时间的缘，因为时间的缘故。
So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11.
在箴言第三章第十一节。
My son.Do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights.
我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
13. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom.And the man who gains understanding.
得智慧的聪明的这人变为有福。
For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold.
因为得智慧胜过得银子，其利益强如金金。
She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her.
比珍珠宝贵，你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较。
16. Long life is in her right hand; in her left hand are riches and honor.
第十六节，她右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
她的道路是安乐，她的路全是平安。
And she is the tree of life to those who take hold of her.And happy are all who hold her fast.
他与持守他的做生命树，持定他的据歌有。
The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens.
耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天。
By his knowledge the deeps were broken up, and the skies dripped with dew.
以知识使深渊裂开，使天空滴下甘露。
And my son.Let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion.
我儿要谨守真智慧和谋略，不可使他离开你的眼目。
So they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck.
这样他必做你的，必做做你的生命景象的美事。
Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble.
你就坦然行路，不致碰脚。
When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
你躺下并不惧怕，你躺卧睡得香甜。
Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes.
忽然来的惊恐不要害怕，恶人遭毁灭也不要恐惧。
For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught.
因为耶和华是你所依靠的，他必保守你的脚不致陷入网罗。
So last time we shared that in chapter 3, from verse 5 to 12, there's four aspects of the things that we should put God first.
上次我们讲到分享的是第五节到第十二节讲到我们要把神放在首位的四个方面。
So first is the trust in the Lord with all our heart.
就是要仰望信赖耶和华用我不要依靠是用全心去。
In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
用全心专心的去认定他。
And the second one is verse 7 and 8, right? Do not be wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
第二方面就是不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
And then third one is 9 and 10. It's honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce.
第三个方面就是你要以财物和一切出手的个尊荣耶和华。
So when young people, you got the first job, you know, the first check goes to whom, right?
所以年轻人，当你们找到第一份工作的时候，你们第一个月的支票，你知道是要给谁，对不对？
And then now we come to the fourth thing that we need to put God first.
现在呢，我们就来讲这第四个方面，我们要把神放在首位。
So my son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves.
就是我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱他必责备。
If you are child of God, when we walk on this path of the Lord, there will be.Definitely, discipline from the Lord.
我们如果是神的儿女，我们行在主所要求行的道路上的话，我们必然会从神那里要领受管教。
Because Bible tells us the Lord loves us.
因为圣经告诉我们神爱我们。
Hebrew tells us if a father does not discipline his son, then that son may not be legitimate.
因为希伯来书告诉我们，如果一个父亲不管教自己的儿子的话，那么这个必然是失职。
Because it's somebody else's son, why should I bother discipline?
那是别人的儿子，我为什么要去管教呢？
But Bible says, like any father who disciplines his son, he has delight in that the heavenly father will discipline us.
所以圣经说，正如地上的父亲要责备管教那些他所喜爱的儿子，所以神也如此。
So Lord, because the Lord loves us,
因为主爱耶和华爱我们
He does not want us to squander this life away.
因为他不希望我们浪费我们的一生
He has our best interest in His heart.
因为他把我们的利益放在他的心里
So the things we encounter in this life,
我们在这一生中我们所经历的事
we may categorize it as the bad things.That happened to us.
我们也许自己以为是对我们来说是坏事。
And those things we need to really think through with the spiritual eyes.
在那些事情上，我们需要花用属灵的眼光来去透视。
What does God want me to learn?
神要借着这事要让我们学什么？
Usually, it comes to us the learning spiritual lesson come to us through these bad things.
往往属灵的功课就是从这些看为坏的事上开始的。
And so, the wisdom tells us that we should not reject, we should not disregard.
所以这个智慧就告诉我们，我们不能轻看这个责备和管教。
Because it is a form of God's discipline.
因为往往这些事情坏事好像坏的事情是神的那个。变化这个隐藏的祝福。
So I remember that the what happened to me. So I'll give you some illustration.
我要为跟你举一些例子关于我的。
There are so many. So I have to think of something that's proper and to give an illustration.
有很多很多这样的例子，但是我要想一想要怎么样来说举例。
So there's so many of them because I really need to be disciplined.So this one case when I first become Christian.
我有很多很多的事情需要神管教了我。 那么有一件事情是当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候
God wants to show me I need to learn humility.
神要让我要管教我啊，学习怎么样谦卑。
So the two things God want me to learn. One is that at the time, I have this really I feel like I was invincible in terms of my health.
Invincible.
What does that mean in Chinese? 无敌的。
无敌的。Oh, yeah.
无敌没有。
没有。OK, 那么神要让我从两个方面来学习谦卑。第一件首先第一件就是我一直自以为自己的身体好得不得了。
I took a cold shower every day and even in the winter.
我每天都洗冷水澡即使在寒冷的冬天也是如此。
My nose is not like today's nose. I never sneeze, I never, I have a 100% clear, clearness in my nose, not like today.
我的鼻子不像我今天这样老是堵塞着，我原来是通的。
You know, year round, my nose had an issue.
但是随着这个年月的增长，我的鼻子越来越有一些问题。
Once in a conference call, and there were 10 colleagues in the conference call, and I sneezed. And then the hostess immediately said, Johan, would you please mute yourself?
有一次我在和同事，有四个左右的同事，我们一起在做那个电话会议。那个女的那个主持人呢，在电话里边就说，哎，那个。韩永丽，你把你的那个手机，那个因为他一直在那个打喷嚏嘛，喷嚏然后就让你把那个电话给 mute 住，就让他那个声音关掉，静音对。
And I fired back immediately. I said, "How do you know it's me? It was me."
那我马上就对这个人主持人说，你怎么知道是我做的
？She said, "This is a wild guess. Of course, because I had this nose problem all year long." And so they, you know, they just guessed that it was me.
那个主持人就说，我那个电话会议的主持人就说，我只是猜测，但是可能因为虽然是个猜测，但是我多少年了都是有这个问题嘛。
But at the time when I was young, I really feel like, you know, no illness can come to me.
但是当我年轻的时候，我甚至不觉得有什么病痛能够临到我的身上。
So before I go to bed. Every night I practice some kind of you know, kung fu thing, you know, so before I go to bed, so make my body very warm so I can fall asleep right there.
所以我在每天那个时候，每天在睡觉之前，我都会做一些热身的运动，使我身体那个热起来，很快入睡。
But one day, it was a 2 degrees, -2 Fahrenheit.It was a wind chill factor, it's 20 degrees below zero, something like that.
但有一天晚上，有一天，那个温气，外面的气温是-2°C, 实际上，如果把那个风加进去的话，是-20-30°C的那个温度。
So I played basketball in the gym, and then I was so wet, totally wet, and then I didn't pay attention. I just walked in the cold and just walked to the dormitory without drying myself.
那天呢，我在那个篮球场里边打了一身的汗啊，但是我就从球场里边出来，我就直接进到那个洗漱间里面。
As you know that when I got to my dorm, and I slept, and then what happened was the next morning I start to I was sick.
我那个时候并没有把自己身上的汗啊，热汗都擦干。就直接回到自己的宿舍里面去，结果第二天早上起来我就生病了。
It progressed to become a pneumonia.
那后来就产生了肺，就变成了肺炎。
And then my sister came to see me in the hospital. They thought I was dying, so they discussed how you know to arrange a funeral for me.
弟兄姊妹来到医院里来看我的那个样子哈，就知道我可能已经临终了。日子不多了，所以就在跟我预备葬礼的事了。
And I thought also that I was dying, so I was very afraid.
那个时候我也觉得我自己死的差不多了，我非常害怕。
I just became Christian maybe 2 or 3 months.
那个时候我刚成为基督徒2-3个月的时间。
And I thought to myself, if I die tonight, I'll go to with the Lord Jesus, which Paul says is very good.
那个时候我自己对自己鼓励说，哎，我现在要是死了的话，我就会到天上去与主同在，就像保罗所说的，那是好的无比的事。
But I said, the Lord Jesus, I don't know him that well.
但是我又反过来想说，我对这位耶稣好像了解的太少了。
It's like go to a place, a house, visiting a house, that's for, you know, you just don't know that owner that well.
就好像我们要到一个人家里边去，对这家的主人我们并不熟悉。
I don't want to stay there too long. I just want, you know, very, you know, courteous, you know, to make sure that, you know, I say hi and sit there. And if I'm thirsty, I would not, you know, open their refrigerator to get a cold drink. But I would not do that because it's not my house. So I didn't know that owner, the house, then I don't feel comfortable.
因为我对这个，如果对这个拜访的这个主人家不太熟悉的话，我在他家里边就不会那么感到很自由自在的，我就不会，比如说渴了就会跑到他冰箱里边去拿杯饮料出来喝，我绝不会做这样不礼貌的事。
So I said that I'm going to see Lord Jesus, whom I do not know.
那个时候我心里在想，我即将要去见主了，我对他还不是那样的熟悉。
He, yes, we sing hymns that the Lord Jesus is our good friend, but somehow it's just a hymn. He was not as close as I could know him at the time.
尽管那个时候我们都唱诗歌啊，基督是我们的好朋友、好友，但是呢，那只是个诗歌而已。其实那个时候我知道我对他并不了解。
So I started to read the Bible once I get better.
所以我当渐渐好了以后，我那个时候就知道要来好好的学圣经。
The most important thing in my life is to read God's word to know Lord Jesus.
啊，对我来一生中最重要的事情就是来读神的话，能够更多的了解我的主。
And the Lord showed me in that example, in that experience, that we cannot rely on anything that we're so proud of.
在那个时候我才学了一个很重要的功课，就是我们不能够再依靠我们所引以为骄傲的任何一件事情。
And so God sometimes allow bad things happen to us.
神有时候让一些不好的事情发生在我们的生活中。
I prepared two more illustrations, but for the time's sake, I will not go through that. But in our life, God allowed these bad things happen to us.
我其实想到了很多关于我自己的例子，但是因为时间的缘故我就不再讲了。但是一句话，神在我们的一生中预备了各种各样的难事在我们的生活里。
Maybe right now you are going through some bad things in your life.
也许现在你正在经历一些难事难处。
You may have a problem at home.
你也许在家里边你有些问题。
Or at school.
或者在学校里边你的学业。
Or at work with your boss, with your colleagues.
或者在工作中与你的那个同事与你的老板
with a spouse at home with the children
或者在家里边与你的那个与你的配偶与你的儿女出了问题
with your parents or parents-in-law
或者跟你的那个父母或者跟你的那个这个岳父岳母或者婆婆公公
So whatever that comes in our life that we need to ask ourselves what God wants us to learn from it
不管在我们的生活中出现发生了什么事情，我们应该首先来到神的面前问，究竟是为什么
？You don't want to change job because you know your boss. You don't have a good relationship with your boss.
你不能够轻率的，因着你跟你的老板关系不好，你就换工作。
Or with your colleagues.
或者因着你同事的关系，你就换工作。
Or you know you have difficulty now going through with your spouse.
或者你在你的那个夫妻关系上你出了问题
or you may have a problem at school
或者你的学校里边你的遇到一些难处
for whatever reasons that if we're in the middle of some bad things then we need to ask ourselves what God wants us to learn
不管是什么原因当我们在这样的苦难这个苦难事里边的时候我们应该问神说神你要借着这件事情让我学什么
So his father says, My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproach.
所以这里讲我儿你不可轻看耶和华的管教也不可厌烦他的责备。
For whom the Lord loves, he reproves.
因为耶和华所爱的他必责备。
So this is the thing that in our life that God will allow to happen.
因为这些管教的事情是神允许在我们的生活中发生。
And we need to learn from it. This is a form of God's love.
我们需要从中学习功课，这是神另外一种方式显出他的爱。
If in your life you never experience bad things, then there's some problem with you.
如果你在一生中你没有遇到任何难事，一切都很顺利的话，可能你是有问题的。
It's a child, so nice, never cry.
就像你可能你是一个孩子，你这个小孩，你从来不哭闹。
And when he or she grow up, they have a problem with their lungs because they didn't exercise enough.
这个孩子长大以后，我们才发现原来他肺有问题，所以他不会哭。
No, because the other way around. Because this kid so nice, he didn't cry when he grew up, so his lung didn't get chance to exercise. That's he has a weak lung.
应该这样说，就是这个孩子如果他从小他就不怎么哭闹的话。也可能等他长大的时候，因为他肺没有经过很好的这个哭的训练，他就会出现问题。
So when you have going through a bad thing, you cry. That's a good thing.
所以当你经历苦难的时候，如果你哭泣，你哭泣的话，那是好事情。
You cry to the Lord. You ask why. That's all good things.
你向主哭泣求主帮助你的话，那是好的事情，那是好事。
Remember to learn from it.
因为记住，你要从中你会学到什么
？So Bible says that when we going through the discipline, it's not the joyful thing.
就像圣经告诉我们的，当我们在面临我们在管教之中的时候，我们并不觉得快乐。
But afterwards, you'll produce peace.
但是，当过了以后，我们就会结出平安的果子。
So and then let's move on to the one more point.
那我们再看下面这一点。
Is that how blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding?
得智慧得聪明的这人变为有福。第十三节。
And for her profit is better than the profit of silver and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels and nothing you desire compares with her.
因为得智慧胜过得银子其利益强如金金比珍珠宝贵你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较。
So, you know, from 13 to 26, it's another section in this chapter. Now he starts going back to encourage us to gain wisdom and understanding.
然后从13节到26节呢就是另外一个段落这里要鼓励我们要去得智慧。
And he says, so he starts with the blessing.
在这里他开始说是讲到因为如此做会有福。
And in the Proverbs of the blessing actually comes like 10 times.
在这个箴言里面这个关于这个有福的事情讲了十次。
And so here it says how blessed he encourages to really look for the wisdom.
在这里他告诉我们这些去寻求智慧的聪明的这人是有福的。
The profit we can gain from having wisdom is not better than silver.And not better than fine gold. We know that we all want to be rich. We all want to have extra few thousand, hundred thousand, you know, dollars in our bank account. That we all do, like, including myself and everybody.
我们所有的人都不例外，我们都希望在自己的银行里边有个几十万、上百、几万、几十万的存款。
More.
或者更多
yeah, whatever you have, maybe you already have $5 million in your account, but you still want to have something more.
对，因为你也许不管你现在有多少，你还需要得到更多。哪怕你现在里边有500万的存款，你还想要更多。
But that's all, you know, the apostles like that as well. When Lord Jesus says, rich men enter the kingdom of God, it's like for camel going through the needle.
就像主耶稣所形容的那样，那些富足的人要进神的国，就像那个骆驼穿过针眼那样的来。
And disciple immediately said, "Then who can enter the kingdom of God, including themselves?"
那个时候门徒们怎么回答呢？就是说，那谁还能进天国呢？包括他们自己也都不能够进去。
Because they all want to be rich.
因为他每个人都想要富足的。
So, but here it tells us that the profit of having wisdom is far beyond his riches.
这里怎么说呢？他说得到那个从属天的智慧远超过金银。
A lot of things money cannot buy.
因为很多的事情啊，金钱是没法买的。
So here it mentioned about one thing, like sleep, good night's sleep.
这儿就讲到第一件事情，比如说晚上的那个睡眠。
24 says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have a sweet sleep. It's very important.
比如说像睡眠的事情，你金钱就难买。这是第24节讲到，你躺下并不惧怕，你躺卧睡得香甜。
Now, if you have money, like a rich as Bill Gates, you can buy a bed made of gold and silver and diamonds.
如果你非常富有的话，比如说你像那个比尔盖茨那样的富足，你能够买一个床，全是用金和宝石，那个做成的床。
But you cannot buy good night's sleep.
但是你却不能够用钱去买一晚上的安睡。
You can buy with money. You can buy a house with the gold tiles, with the silver stairs, a whole house laid with the gold.
或者说你有钱，你可能买一个房子啊，铺的都是金砖啊，那个梯子都是银梯，整个房子哪怕就是被金银所包裹。
But you cannot buy a home sweet home.
但你却不能够买一个甜美的家。
You can buy a lot of friends, but not true friendship.
但是你可以买用金钱买很多的朋友，但是不是友谊。
With the money, you can buy many wives.Concubines, but you cannot buy true love.
你可以用钱去买很多妻子，那个小三，妾，但是你却不能够买爱情。
Here's the things: no matter how much you have, the money you have, you cannot buy.
有，世上有很多的东西啊，是金钱没法买的。
You can buy with money the flatteries and praises.But you cannot buy respect from people.
你可以买人从人来的赞扬，人来的恭维，但是你却不能够买人对你的尊敬。
So those most important things we want actually cannot be bought with money.
其实我们真正需要的那些最最重要的东西都是不能用金钱买的。
So here it says wisdom. Well, if we have wisdom, profit from having wisdom is far better.Than the gold and silver.
所以这里讲到从天上来的智慧远超过金银。
Nothing you desire compares with it. With her.
你所渴慕得的任何东西都没办法和这个智慧相比。
And then let's drop down to for the time constraint. I just take five more minutes. Is that this verse 18?It says, she is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast.
我再花五分钟的时间哈，第十八节，他所持守的他与持守他的做生命树，持定他的句格有福。
So here we see the tree of life.
在这里你看到没有？有生命树。
Compared wisdom with the tree of life.
与那个生命树的智慧相比
，and we know that tree of life occur in the Bible in the Genesis chapter 2 and 3.
我们都知道这位生命树在创世纪的第二章、第三章出现过
，and appear in a Revelation four times in the end of Revelations.
在启示录的最后也出现了四次。
So in between the Bible, that is there's so many. So we have 66 books.And in between the 64 books, except this Proverbs, you don't see anywhere the tree of life mentioned.
那么在从创世纪到启示录的中间总共有64卷书，你除了这个地方以外，你再没有看到生命树的出现。
So, but in the Proverbs, it occurred four times.
但是在箴言里边出现了四次。
And here is the first time it says, the compared wisdom with the tree of life.
在这里是第一次的出现，它是用它来与那个智慧相比。
How precious is that? Because you know what happened to Genesis 2 and 3. When we sinned, we are cut off from the path to the tree of life.
我们只是知道那个创世纪第二章第三章的故事，当我们人当人犯了罪以后，就和生命树隔绝了。
God prevented us from reaching out to the tree of life.
神阻止我们去啊，去能够得到生命树上的果子。
But here in Proverbs, it says wisdom that in the Bible from the Word of God is can compare to a tree of life.
在这里来讲到说，从神从天上来的智慧和生命树是等同的。
And here you can see, Bible out of three places that what does that mean by tree of life?
我们在其他的几个地方，我们看到这个生命树啊，究竟是什么意思
？So we know, the tree of life represents Christ, the life in Christ, the eternal life.
我们都知道那个生命树是来代表着基督，代表着那个永远的生命。
So what does that really mean? Here you can see other places, it is.About this is fruit of righteousness is in the 11:30. Fruit of righteousness is the tree of life.
在这里第箴言第十一章的第三十节说，义人所结的果子就是生命树。
So it tells us if eternal life that we have, you have this peace.
我们都知道，我们有了那个永生啊，我们就有了安息。
Because the fruit of righteousness, the righteous is one who has this.Who has this righteousness from God, and the fruit of the righteousness in the Bible always tells us it is a peace.
因为我们都知道啊，义人所结的果子就是平安，这是圣经告诉我们的。
So if we have tree of life, the first thing we experience is a peace.
所以当我们有了这个生命树的时候，我们所经历的第一件事情就是平安。
Maybe some of you already experienced some turmoil in your life. All you want to have is a peace.And you can hold on to the tree of life. That is, we need to look for the wisdom from the Lord. How to deal with the situation you are in.
所以，也许我们中间的有的人哈，正在处在家庭的难处的里面。这个时候，我们所需要的就是持守那个生命树啊，那个所带出来的那个平安，那个安息。
And the 13, chapter 13, verse 12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled."It's the tree of life.
所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧；所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
So it says, desire fulfilled is the tree of life. It is fulfillment. It is satisfaction. So if you have a Lord Jesus, the tree of life, that wisdom in your heart, in your life, then you will feel sense of fulfillment, your purpose being fulfilled.
所以讲到我们所盼望的、所愿意的啊，这个生命树，我们都知道，生命树就是基督耶稣，他当我们在我们的心里面，就是我们得到了满足。
For young people, you know the purpose, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have this sense of fulfillment and satisfaction in your life.
就是对年轻人也是如此。当我们有了基督在我们的心里面，我们的那个就会感到我们有了成就，我们的生活就得到满足。
And 15 verse 4.It says a soothing tongue is a tree of life.
15, chapter 15, verse 4.
So you know what the soothing tongue is, right? It's a word of encouragement, word of sympathy.
那我们都知道温良的舌是什么意思？就讲我们有智慧的、有智慧和有那个同情的、那个怜悯的心的舌。
So it is a fellowship.
正来讲到是我们的一同的交通。
So in the fellowship that, so this tree of life is for fellowship.
这个生命的树乃是讲到我们在生命的里面我们彼此交通。
It's like John says, what from the beginning, that what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have touched with our hands, and that we proclaim to you, so you can have a fellowship with us, and to make your joy full.
就像约翰所说的那样论到从起初原有之道就是我们所听见所看见所触摸的当我们把这个传给你使你们和我们彼此可以交通。
And so this is a joy enough in this fellowship with the Lord.
在这个与主一同同在的里面我们有那个交通的喜乐。
So if we have a wisdom in this eternal life, then...We will have this fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and with the brown sisters. There's a true joy that in our life.
当我们有了这个生命树这个智慧在我们的心里面，我们就可以以此 与父相交，与主相交，我们彼此之间一同相交。
And the Holy Spirit will produce fruits of joy in our life.
圣灵就会在我们的生命中给我们带来喜乐的果子。
So God is not going after us, try to sack us, get rid of joy in our life, make our life miserable.
神所做的一些事情，并不是想让我们的生活变得艰难，感到那个下沉，让我们一生好像很可怜。
But God really wanted to have a true joy that's lasting.
神所要我们得到的，乃是一个可以一直延续的喜乐。
The Garden of Eden, you know what the Eden means?
大家都知道伊甸园的伊甸是什么意思吗
？When God created the first human, He put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
当神创造了亚当以后，把它放在这个伊甸园的里面。
The Eden means pleasure.
伊甸的意思就是喜乐。
See, God wants to have a true pleasure without being tainted by sin.
神看到没有？所要我们得到的就是没有罪的那个喜乐。
And if we have this wisdom,
我们有这样的智慧，有智慧的话
，we have tree of life.
我们有生命在我们的里面的话。
And through the fellowship, we have this true joy.
那么我们借着交通，我们就有了这个真实的喜乐。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头有点祷告。
Father, we want to come to you. We want to give all the thanks for your precious word.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们谢谢你啊，为着你所赐给我们这些宝贵的话语。
May the Lord Jesus be glorified.
愿主耶稣得到当得的荣耀。
May all your children learn to live in this eternal life.
愿意你所有的儿女都能够活在这个永生的里面。
And may come to appreciate the treasure that we have in Christ.
使我们能够深知藏在我们里面的那个基督的奥秘智慧。
To have this wisdom.To really appreciate how beautiful, how glorious our Lord Jesus is.
借着这个智慧，使我们能够明白我们的主是何等的荣美。
And in Jesus' holy name, we pray.
奉耶稣圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.